Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin Daf Yud. Pick it up five lines down at the end of the line. V'amarava. Let's talk about Edom Zomim. That's what we're discussing. Let's continue. Ploni ba al Naira Murasa. Let's see if this aide comes in. He says that this guy had a relationship with a Naira Hamurasa. I mean, she's under 12 and a half years old, and she was in a state of Erisin, but not Nisuin, not full on. The Huzmu. And then it turned out that those Edom ended up being Zomified. What do we do? Ne'erugin ve'en mishalimim. These guys, they get killed, and they don't have to pay any money. Says Rashi, ne'erugin mishum ploni, ve'en mishalimim, and tovas hanok subasa sherotzu lafsida, my time is very low. His skew shema isha uloman mafside. So he doesn't go ahead, and they don't pay the mumen over here. That would be the amount of money from the ksuba that would have come about, that there would have been a loss if it turns out that this is actually true. So she ends up losing, she would have lost that money, but he doesn't have to pay that. Why? Because he didn't say who the girl was. And therefore, it's not causing any sort of loss over there. Bito shel ploni. But let's say he goes and he says, the edus is, says it was the daughter of so-and-so. Oh, bito shel ploni v'huzmu, and then he became zomified. Neharogin u'mishalman mamon. He ends up getting killed, and he has to pay money. Now, this is interesting. Why? Don't we say kim leib the rabbi minei? Says Rashi, bal bito shel ploni neharogin mishum shenehem shebo largo sova osa. He's coming to kill them, and v'huzmu, neharogin u'mishalman mamon. Why do you have to do both? Says Rashi, shebo lafsida ksubasa mina erisin. She's losing the ksuba, mishalman tovas hana, ksuba kedin calls them ksuba. Velo pligi de Rav Adarav Yosef. The Amar Le'el. It's not a machlokas that he's arguing like we saw in the Tesma base. That Ede Habal Neherugin Ve'ein Meshalman Mamun. The Hasam Kevin Denise. So over there was Nisuin that was done. Hanach Tashlumin de Ksuba Dida. That money goes to her. Right? Dida Bo Mihave. The Kevin de Allah Mikatle Lo mishalman le mamans, but since he's getting killed, they don't pay any money. Aval hecha deloni says, where there's no nisuin done, then hanach tashlumin da zama da av ninu. This money goes to the father of the girl. The chol shevach neore alavia. Is anything that the girl gained goes to the father. Ve havale mamon leze la av nefashes leze mishum da bov v'narim miktali. So it's two separate inyanim that are happening with them. That's what the Gemara says. Mamon leze unefashes leze. The money goes to this one, meaning the father's money would have lost out over here because she's an Amirasa, and the death, it would have been on the girl herself, and therefore it's two separate things, so he gets both of those things. Let's say this particular person, Ploni Rava Shor, had a relationship with an ox. Rashi says, Velo Hiskir Shor, Shalmi doesn't say who Shor it is. Vehuzmu, and then it turns out to be Zomified. Neharogin Vim Shalman Mamun. They end up getting killed, and they don't have to pay money. Even though the animal would have been killed, if that's what would have come about, if they would have figured, if this would have been, you know, come out to be true. However, since he didn't specify which animal this was, therefore what happens is, he doesn't have to pay money because the money wasn't going to be lost in such a case. Says Rashi, we don't know who it is. Says Gemara Shor Shaploni, but let's say he says it was the shore of this particular person. But who's when they get zomified? Neharogin u'mishalman mamun. Then they get killed and they pay money. Oh, what's going on? Number one is get killed because he was trying to kill the person who was having a relationship with the animal. And number two is because of the ox would have been killed and the owner of the ox would have lost out. So it ends up being, again, mamun lezet u'nefashas lezet. It comes out to be the same type of circumstance. It's money to this one and nefashas to that one. Rashi says mamun lezet l'bal ashor. Nefashas b'shel ploni roveam because that person is roveam. In fact, the Gemara, Hasulamali, why did you have to go ahead and teach us this case? Hainu ach, you just said the same type of situation twice. It says Gemara, Mishum, called Bai Baya Ilave. The reason why is because he wanted to ask a question in reference to the edus of the animal. The Bai, therefore he brought up this case also. The Bai Rav, he asked, Ploni Rav Ashari. Let's see, somebody says, Ploni, it was a guy who sodomized my shore, says Rashi, Ploni Rav Ashari, who ve'acher mitztarif yimo. He takes someone else to be an aide with him. They say, this guy had a relationship with my animal. Ma'u, what's going to be the din? Says Rashi, Ma'u, Ploni vadai miktal. That guy, for sure. For sure, get it? Sure. Anyway, certainly, that person is going to be killed. The question is, what's going to be with the animal? Do we kill the animal? What's the question? Do we say the person is a carve to himself? But he's not a carve to his mamon. Therefore, if I go and I'm testifying about something that's to do with me, then I can't be, you know, I'm a carve. I can't be taking what I'm saying about me. But my property isn't me, and therefore I could testify about that. And therefore, the person would be chayev to pay for that also. Yodelma, or maybe Amrinan Adam Karvitzel Mamono, a person is considered karv to his mamon. Rashi says, Upalginan Dibur, when we split his words, Lehemune Achavre, Velo Ashor. Believe him in reference to the Chaver, because it's not about himself, but not about the Shor. Odilma, like we said, Lo Amrinan Linyan Palgi Dibur, Adam Karvitzel Mamono. We don't say he's called a karv to himself. Alpha Pita Palginan Leila El, Eitzel Atzma, even though we would do that a reference to himself, if the guy calls himself a Russia. But in terms of his money, then not. That's the question here. Says the Gemara, Basa the boy, the Basha, after they asked the question, they came along and they answered it. Adam Karvitzel Atzma, a person is considered a karv to himself. Being on Karvitz or Mamon, but not in reference to his Mamon. And therefore, since not a Karvitz to his Mamon, this person who testifies that Ploni was Rav Maishor, not only is that person killed, but he also has to pay, he's also going to have to deal with the payment as well. Zuck, next part of the Mishnah. Makos Bishlosha. Now we look back at the Mishnah, it says that when it comes to Makos, you have to have three judges that are there. Mishoma Bishmal, Amru, Basim, Bishlosha. It's got to be 23 judges. So it says, where do we know this from, this idea that you're allowed to have three, according to Tanakhama, it says three. Amar Rav Huna, Huna says, Amar Kra, of the Pasuk tells us, this is by Malkus. Rashi says, Vishavtum is Gabi Malkus Ksiv. Vishav Ushfatum. And when it says Ushfatum, the full pasuk is Ki yihi ariv bein anashim, when you have a fight between people, v'nikshu el mishpat, they come to din, Ushfatum, and they get judged, v'itztiku es atzadik, v'irshu es arasha. And they exonerate the innocent person and convict the guilty one. So it says, Shnaim, the lashon of Ushfatum, and they shall judge them, right? They shall be judged, is coming out. They shall judge them is a Lushan Rabin. And therefore it comes out that what is it? Rashi says, nothing yet. Shnaim, that's two. Vein Bezin Shakel, you can't have a Bezin Shakel, an equal Bezin, an even amount. So therefore, Mosif and Aleim Odechad, you add another one, Rikan Shosha, and that's how you know you have to have three by Malkus. Beautiful. Continues the Gemara, Elameata. If that's really true, that you want to understand that word to be that means two, well, let's keep working at it. It says, Vehitztiku. Stiku is also plural, so that's Shnaim, it's another two. Virshu, that's another two, right? To exonerate or to convict, it's another two. Harekan Shiva, because now we have six, where they're equal, and you can have an equal, 2, 4, 6, right? Ushfatum, Stiku, Virshu, 2, 4, 6, each one of them, can't have equal, so it comes out to 7. That's the Gemara, why are we stopping at 3? 2 of Shvatum, which gets to 3 because of not equal, says the Gemara, Humi boile the Gedula. No, we need that for Ula, Damar Ula. Remez le'idim zolmin at Torah 9. How do we have a remez, a hint, an allusion to idim zolmin in the Torah? This is a parallel gemara. We have this in Beis Amud Beis in Seches Makos. Next Masechta Beis Hashem. Remez le'idim zolmin, huh? What are you talking about? Remez. V'hak siv kesher zolmin. It's just straight up in the pasuk. That which they try to do to someone, you do to them. El remez le'idim zolmin shalokir minayin. How do we know? Do we have a remez that they are going to get Malkus? Is there an allusion or a hint to that? Says Rashi, Hecha de'ein azama yichol l'skayim b'hem. Like, for example, in a circumstance where the azama can't apply to them. That is, if I try to get you killed, then I can get killed. But what happens if I try to make you into a ben grusha ben chalutza? Do I become a ben grusha chalutza instead of you? That's how the Masechta starts off in Makkah. So, Hecha de'ein azama yichol l'skayim b'hem, kigon me'idin anu bishpon l'shu ben chalutza grusha ben v'nim sezomim in, for him kohanim, enom yasaze ben grusha tachta v'losofik zarbayim. Know that from. So if I try to make you into a chalal, I don't become a chalal. It doesn't make any sense. So what happens if I get malchus in such a case? How do we know that? Dechsev, because the pasuk says, v'hitztiku es hatzadik, v'hirshiru es harasha, and they exonerate the innocent one and convict the one who's the rasha. In fact, the Gemara, mishum v'hitztiku es hatzadik, v'hirshiru es harasha, because they exonerated the innocent one, therefore they convict the rasha. V'hayim b'in hakos harasha, and therefore then it's going to be that if he's going to be chayiv to malchus. In other words, just when you go and you get an innocent person off the hook, is that the reason why this person, the Russia, gets Malkus? No, Ella, what it means is, Edom Shir Shir is a tzaddik. If you have 8 witnesses that make the tzaddik into a Russia, V'asu Edi Achrini, right? So what happens is, if this guy's a regular guy, and he gets, someone comes and lies, and they testify against somebody, and make this tzaddik into a Russia. V'asu Edi Achrini, other Edom come, beats Tiku is a tzaddik, made Demei Kara, and they exonerate the tzaddik like he was originally, they make him back to what he was normal, what he was in the beginning, V'shavim la'anach Rishayim, and he shows that those first set of witnesses are actually Rishayim, then V'hayim b'anach is a Russia, then what happens is, then they're going to get Malkus. Right? So that's where you find the concept that they're going to, the remez that they're going to get. Malchus says the Gemara, v'tepek lei mi losana. Why don't we just learn that from losana? Says Mosef Rashi from Malchus, says, kol onse lav in Malchus. Anytime someone's over a lav, you get Malchus. Elamokos shepir shechaba onus. Unless, this is a place to tell you what the onus is. V'kan she'inu yochel onsham, ba'onus shekosa behem yilku. Therefore, here they can't give them that punishment, therefore they should get Malchus. So we learn that from Losana. Now it says, and for the Gemara, mishum dahavalei lav shembo maisa. Edom, who just testifies, it's not, it's called dibur, it's just words, ba'alma. That's not called a maisa, lav shembo maisa. V'chol lav shembo maisa, and lokin a love. If it's a lav without a maisa, there's no Malchus. Says Rashi, lav shembo maisa, and lokin a love. Me'im lo sishmor lasos. V'hifla Hashem es makosacha be'elu hein ha'lokin. We're learning Malchus, a Malchus tafel, you'd give them all the base. Okay, and that's why we learn it out rather from the Vitzikus Tzadik v'Yoshiu es ha'rosha. Now we go to the other sheet over there, and that is Mishum Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Esrim Mishlosha. They said you have to have 23 judges. My time to Yishmol. Why do you have to have 23 when it comes to Malchus? Amar Abaye Asya Rasha Rasha Michaive Misos. This is a good old Gezira Shava. We learn the Lashon Rasha Rasha from Chaive Misos. Ksiv Hacha says over Vahaya im bin Hakosa Rasha. It says over that it shall be that if the Rasha is gonna have to chayev to get Malchus, ksiv Hasam Asher Hu Rasha Lamos. And it says over there by the person who's getting killed, says Rashi, says the pasuk v'losik who kofer lenefesh rotechesh who rasha lamos kimosi mas, and he uses that same type of lashon there. Malhalin be'esim ushlosha, right? That has the word rasha, rasha gzer shava. That's there by Mises 23. Here as well, afkan be'esim ushlosha. It's going to be 23. Rava, my Rava explains a little bit differently. He explains it all differently. Malchus b'makom midas omes. He says Malchus. The getting lashes is in place in lieu of Misa. And since Misa is 23, this is 23. It says Rashi, to keep in the Avar Alas Haris Boro. Someone goes against that which Hashem said to do. Urayu Lamus. He's ready to get killed, to die. Misa Zu Kinasalov. This is like one of the misos. The skila b'fnei atzma, the sreifa b'fnei atzma, the heriga b'fnei atzma. Have a nami malchus achas min hamisos. It's considered like one of the misos. Unbelievable, right? That's one of the types of death that happens. Amar v'achaber durav duravashi. If true, if that's ihachi, that's really so. If that is the case, they want to say that. Rashi says that the who gufe misa, that this is considered misa, then umdana lamali. Why do we need to evaluate? Because we're going to see in the Gemara that Rashi says in Dav Chaf Beis and Makos, Rashi says umdana lamali, the ketani be'ilu lokin, the umdin also, we evaluate him. Im einu yochel akabel arba'im malkin also lefima sheyochel akabel. We know that Malchus maximum is going to be arba'im chaser achas, is going to be 39 Malchus. But they do is they evaluate in between each one if he can handle it or not. And if he can't handle it, then we give him up to what he can handle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But if he can't handle more than that, if he'll die from it, then we stop. But why? Lemichye v'mois mois. Let's go ahead. Let's give him the smackdown, beat him. And if he dies, then he dies. Who cares? At the end of the day, it's considered like Misa. Rashi says, Amar krav v'nikla echicha le'inecha. The pasuk says about someone who gets Malchus, and your brother shall be demeaned in front of your eyes. Says Rashi, b'shas shalokin ye'echecha shiyake esachai v'lo esameis. Kevin de mislei b'palga kimachi al idach palga lav al chayhu. Let's read in the Gemara, it says it. Amar krav v'nikla echicha le'inecha. Kimachis agaba dechaye machis. When it says your brother, it's saying that when you kimachis, when you hit him, when you smack him, you have to do it to a person who's alive. It can't be done to somebody who is dead. Frank the Gemara lahada tanya. What about that we say in the Raisa? Amaduhu lekabel esrim. Let's say they evaluate him. Let's say that he can handle 20. Rashi says v'roush ein yochel lekabel esrim va'achas. He can't handle 21. V'im yaku esrim va'achas yamus ba. He'll die from the 21. You could only give Malchus that you're able to go ahead and split up into thirds. Right? So that would be
6 times 3, 5, hold on. Right, 6 sets will get you to 18. 7 sets of 3 will get you to 21, says Rashi. Ein makneso ela shmona asrei demakos haru'uyus l'shtalish l'shlosh l'chalakam b'inan shemakos shtei yados me'acharav u'shlish m'ufanav. When we cry nafka, we learn this out from a pasuk bele and alokin and dafka of gimel. Why that in makos again? So I'm doing a couple. So in makos, I love makos. We use the shtalish for kamei. How much is that? Tam nisrei. That's going to be 18. Beep, beep. Turn the page. Yud on a base. Lamechia esrim v'chada. If it's true what Rava is saying, that this is standing, Malka stands in place of death, so then Lemechia Esrim Echada, then give him the smackdown for 21, hit him 21 times, Rashi says, the Ha'akati Chayhu, V'agabo D'chay Mechay, right, so, Machi, you're hitting a person who's alive, V'chimai is back in the ground, V'chimai is B'ha'chada Lemos, and when he dies with that extra one, let him die, the Ha'akimachis Agabo D'chay is Kamachis, because when you actually give him the smackdown at 21, you're hitting a person who's really alive, and then he only dies after the fact. So Amr Lay says no. Amr Krav v'nikla chichla enecha, that your brother should be demeaned in front of your eyes. Achash shalaka chicha be'ina v'leka. After you hit him, you need him to be your brother v'leka, and you don't have that anymore if he's dead. So therefore, it can be in place of death, and yet still, we don't allow him to ultimately die, though.
Zucks the next part of the Mishnah. Iber Chodesh Bishlosha. Okay, if you want to do and be make the month and a mali, not a chaser, you need 3. Iber Hashanah Bishlosha, Divir B'meir, Abishimon Gamliel Omer, Bishlosha Maschilim Chamisha Nosin Venosinin, Abigom Bishab Bishiva, Vim Gomer Begimel Muberis. Okay, I just went back to the Mishnah itself. But the point is what he said happens. Now, Chishav Lokatani. The Mishnah doesn't speak about the calculations, kiddush lo katani, it doesn't talk about sanctifying, el iber, it talks about the iber, the intercalation. That would be the fancy schmancy word. Says Rashi, this is not chishav lo katani, right? It's talking about iber achodesh b'shlosha. Chishav lo katani, says Rashi, the name is shetzarech shlosha, lechashev im ya'avru etz achodesh, that we need 3 to figure out whether or not we should be ma'aber the chodesh, the bechush bina the Tolya, because you have to work that out, the Chesban. Alfim Shetzarech La'abro, even though you have to, could go to Mishom Yarkio Mishom Masya. Afilo Hachi Chushpin Aboy, Kedith Nan B'Mesechus Erechin, Ein Pochsin Me'arba Chadoshim Hamu'ubarim B'Shana. Velo Nir La'abro Yosel Shmona. You can't do less than 4 months that are Me'uber, that are 30-day months, Bishana. Filonir la uber yosel shmoni, can do more than 8. Aval tisha meubarin lo, lo of dino, we don't do 9. Demkein kadav asi sierra tlasa yomi yomechsi shikra vahilkach tsarich lechashiv toldo salavana im tiktom shosha yomim oshnayim the kvisa chodesh lo meabrinan le the tamhiba the, right, the people are going to come, probably inche. Chishav is you have to evaluate and figure out whether or not you have to be making this into a full or not. And kiddush lo katani, kiddush is being mekadosh itself. Rashi says that nimet sarach gimel lekabel edus achodesh mipia edim v'lomer kodesh hakodesh. It is not what it's talking about. Ela iber, but it's talking about into the iber that is that a beis din that. Yeah, says Rashi. Ela iber achoda iber achodesh mashma shetzarch shlosha lomer meuber achodesh shamira zu lama. You need them to say such a thing. Says the Gemara. Lo liktashu umemela liber. So let's not be mekadesh the 30th day of Rosh Chodesh, and the next month is going to be automatically an iber. Why do you need a basin to actually come along and say anything over here? Says Rashi, lo liktashu b'yom shlishi, shloshim, umemela kimak tashina leila machar, when it makes it to the next day, ma'aber chodesh she'avar d'yom shloshim basrei shadislei.
If you don't say anything on one day, then the next day will automatically be that. Amar Abaye, Tani Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, so change the Mishnah to say that the Kiddush HaChodesh has to be found in front of three. According to Abaye, the Mishnah is saying that Rosh Chodesh of every month has to be sanctified, whether the previous month of 29 or 30. Tanya Amiyachi, we have a Braisa which actually supports this. Kiddush HaChodesh ve'Iber HaShana b'Shlosha. The Kiddush HaChodesh and the Iber is these three. The Rebbe Meir. Amar Rava, v'ha Iber Katani. But Dafka says Iber. It doesn't say Kiddush. Ella Marava Kiddush Biyom Iber Bishlosha. That was the wrong trap. Kiddush Biyom Iber Bishlosha. If it's being Mekadish on day third, on the 30th day, then it needs to have three people that are there. Acher Iber like a Kiddush. But if Rosh Chodesh, if they make Rosh Chodesh on the day after that day, on the 31st, then, meaning, because it's a Mele, so it's going to be the first of the next month, then you don't need to go ahead and say anything. Umani, who's it going with? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Rabbi Tzadiki. The time within the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Omer. Im lo nira bizmano, if the new moon wasn't seen at the proper time, ain mekadashin, so we're not mekadashin, shekfar kitshu b'shamayim. It was already mekadashin shamayim, Rashi says, bizin shalamayla me'asmo, they already took care of it the day before. Kiddush acher iber b'shlosha. Only kiddush after that, right? When Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st, needs three. B'yom iber leka kiddush. But if it's on the 30th day, then it doesn't need any kiddush. Amani, who's that? Plimo hi. This goes according to Plimo. Detan yoron tenebraisa. Plimo omer bizmano. If the new moon was seen at its right time, imekadosh so, we don't have to mekadosh it. Shalom bizmano. If it's not at its right time, mekadosh so, then we have to go ahead and we have to be mekadosh it. Ravashi, I'm another etzilim, chishuv katani. Really, Mr. teaching only about chishuv. That's the calculations that are necessary and not about actually being mekadosh. Rosh Chodesh. Umay Iber, what does it mean when it says Iber? Chishu Devir means being mechashivit, evaluating, working it out. Vayadigwai lemista Iber Shana, Tananami Iber Chodesh. And since the Mishnah wanted to teach them the next thing about the Iber Shana, adding a month, so therefore I also mentioned Iber Chodesh. But really, it means Chishuv. Chishuv Chodesh in, Kiddush Chodesh Lo. So the Chishuv the Chodesh, that has to be. Our Mishnah is talking about Chishuv, and Kiddush, it's not talking about. So our Mishnah has to be saying that the being Kaddish it is not necessary. Mani, who's that going like? Rabbi Eliezer, the time of the Baisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalom Bizmano, whether the new moon is seen at the right time or not, Ein Mekadosh Shom, or not Mekadosh it, Shenemer, V'kidashtem, Is Shnas HaChamishim Shana, it says you shall sanctify the year of the 50th year, Shana Matam Mekadosh, Yatam Mekadosh Chadoshim, we're only Mekadosh years, but not Mekadosh months. Next part of the Mishnah, we said Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, B'shoshu, you start off with three and five, you go back and forth, so if no sin, you finish off with seven, and if you finish it off with three, then it would be working with me with Baris. Tanya, willing to write, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, B'shoshu, B'chulu. Tanya, Kate said, how do we do the leap year? I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, B'shoshu, Maschin, you start with three, Chamisha, no sin, Ve'gomim Be'er, Shiva, Echad Omer, Leishiv. If one of the judges say that you need to sit down. Look at Rashi. This is Echad Omer Leishev, Echad Min Ashlosha Omer Tzarech Leishev La'ayin Im Tzricha La'aber Shana Zum Epnei Aviv O Tkufa O Peretz Eilanos Kil Kaman. Look, we're going to see. So if one of them go ahead, this is, we're going to see on Daf Yad Aleph that we know for different reasons why you do a leap year. So they go, they see if you do Shnaim Omer Shalol Leishev, and two say, nope, Rashi says, Eino tzarech lo shebezin akach shein kan safek devade eino tzarech laber. For sure, you're not ma'aber. Batu yachad miyuta. The yachid is batu with his miyut. So Rashi, v'lo yashavu, hachamisha olayim medlaver. You don't even get to five to do it. Shnaim omer leishev, two say you got to do it. V'echad omer lo leishev, shalol shev, no, the mosifin aleim od shnaim. Then what we do is, we follow the majority, we add another two judges to the original three, v'nosem v'nosem medlaver, and then all five go ahead and they work it out. They fight it out. Shnaim omer tzricha. Let's say you have two of the judges say, I have those. Then now it's necessary to the leap year. Shlosh omer eino tzricha. Not. And batel shnaim b'miuto. But if shlosh omer tzricha, shnaim omer eino tzricha, then we'll see if aleim ol shorim, you had another two. She'ein ha minyan pachos mishiva. Because the kind of a minyan less than seven in reference to
making a leap year. Hani Shlosha. Now we're going to find Pesukim that backed up these ideas. Hani Shlosha Chamish Shavir Kenegami. Who's the opposite of the 357? Pligi Bar Yitzchak Bar Nachmin V'Chad De'imei. V'Yitzchak Bar Nachmin and someone who's with him argue. Manu, who's that? Abishem Ben Pazi. V'Am Elosim Ser Abishem Ben Pazi V'Chad De'imei. Manu Yitzchak Bar Nachmin. Chad Amar Kenegam Birchas Kohanim. It's because of Birchas Kohanim. Yivrech Hashem Yishrecha is three. Yerushim Ben Achmincha is five. Yeah, you say Shemot Chachamim is seven. So that's where it's coming from. Chad Omer one says Shlosha Keneged Shomrei Hasaf. Three are for those who guard the gatekeepers of the Beis Hamikdash. Chamisha Miroi Pnei Hamelech. That is the ones that would see the face of the king. Shiva Roi Pnei Hamelech, and seven. It was the seven who saw the face of the king. Rashi brings down the different psukim where we find whether it's three, five, and or seven. Tanya of Yosef, Hani Shlosha v'chamisha v'shiva, Shlosha k'neged shomei asaf, like we just saw, and chamisha mirah v'pnei ha-melech, shiva v'pnei ha-melech, the seven is the seven who saw the king's face. Amalei Abai Rav Yosef, Abai said to Rav Yosef, Ad ha-idna my time alo parish law and mar, he widened. Mar, why didn't you explain this to us until now? He said, "Lo aviyadana desrichusu." I didn't know you needed to. You needed me to explain this to you. Me beisa minai milsa velo amri lachu. Did you ever ask me something I didn't? I didn't tell you. Just ask me, and I'll tell you. Okidoki. Yeah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.